Welcome to episode 36, where we are currently experiencing the earthquake of a century.
Hi, John.
Hi.
We are struggling.
We are.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds like I just turned my Wi-Fi off, and I think that is going to help with our lack of alien abduction. We're experiencing some crazy noises in these headphones, so...
There's some straight jank.
Good times.
We are going to die.
John, what episode is it?
It's 36.
You know what that means?
No.
Well, let me tell you.
I don't know what that means.
It means we are going to roast and toast Clefable, the fairy Pokemon.
The fairy Pokemon.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know, man.
You're about to toast.
I honestly feel like Clefable...
You're toasting right now.
I'm toasting.
Okay.
Clefable, you are the fairy Pokemon.
True.
Which makes you delicate like a flower.
Hmm.
You're not the flower Pokemon. No. That belongs to someone else. So you should feel happy about that. I think your points are pointy.
Wow.
And, yeah, you kind of look like a bloated egg, which is kind of cool.
Wow, are you sure you're not roasting right now?
You know, your eyes are sparkly, and, you know, good for you for putting on those plus-size pants.
Wow. Like, you are roasting currently.
No, I'm saying good for you. It's a good thing.
You've been toasted, maybe.
Kind of.
Listen here, Clefable. Here's the deal. You're from the moon. You're an alien, and our president-elect is going to get rid of you, whether you like it or not, whether we like it or not. I'm so sorry, but you're out of here.
Get out.
That's it. That's all I got.
Done.
You've been... Also, people have forgotten about you.
Yeah, just like they forgot about Clefable. Oh, I thought that was going to be like a...
Nope.
Your mama joke, but...
Nope.
Didn't really work out because it's the end evolution.
If you'd allow me to wrap up... You've been roasted.
You've been roasted.
Clefable's actually really good.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of...
also has a baby form, which is awesome.
That's true, Cleffa.
Yeah.
It's got good HP, got pretty good defense, pretty good type coverage nowadays.
Pretty good baby Pokemon.
It's one of those Pokemon that got a lot of love in Gen 6 for the addition of Fairy type.
And...
Unlike Salamence.
Gen 2, when its baby Pokemon came about.
That was garbage.
I love that thing.
You are the only one.
Adorable. I also got an Igglybuff today.
Oh, cute. John, we have a reading from the Essential Pokemon Book of Joy, WWPD.
What does that stand for?
What would P. Diddy do?
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. What would Pikachu do?
Basically the same thing.
My mistake. Today's reading...
It's from Meowth apparently being
hanged. Oh, no. You saw the picture. Focus on the here and now. It's the first day of the rest of your life.
Meowth, you are currently being hung from a tree.
The pictures don't really help.
Okay.
So, there you go. Also, the next reading, which is going to be next Saturday, pertains very strongly to our podcast.
Good.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. John, do you know what day it is?
Today is Fratterday.
It is Fratterday. It's actually Sunday. And that means we have a Geek Mule box.
Yeah.
Which actually has nothing to do with Sunday.
Yeah.
Here it is. And also, here comes a gift. Because I'm going to forget to give this to you otherwise.
What is it?
It is part of your Christmas gift. But you may not open it now.
It's not even Christmas. This gift is for John A. Diaz. This gift is for Alistair If Orsythe.
Look this around. Gift is from...
Look around.
Don't open it.
I guess I won't open it.
I got John something for Christmas, and I don't want to forget to give it to him, so I'm just going to start giving him the little bits of Christmas.
On the
John,
podcast.
What are you doing?
I don't know, dude.
You've tried one side, and you decided to rip the box open. There we go.
I just halted this box. Hey, rejoice.
Hey,
Geek Fuel box
excuse me, John. I think we have a thing where I tell you
news
wedge.
I'm just opening you up so that
you're
don't
so
have
excited.
To Hulk the box open in the middle of your news wet.
You were going to anyway.
I know.
Here's the deal. Black Friday happened.
Yeah, that was a thing that I completely jumped out of.
Me too. I didn't get anything.
Yeah, my boss Kyle was like, hey man, come help set up for Black Friday on Tuesday. I was like, all right, sounds good. And then I did that. and then, or on Monday night, mm-hmm. and then on Tuesday I helped finish up setting up. And then he was like, all right, I guess I'll see you Black Friday. And I was like, oh man, it's going to be rough. And then he like texted me on Friday and was like, hey, guess what? You don't have to come to work today.
And we spent the whole day together.
Word!
We spent the whole day together.
Yeah,
we had the first fire of the year to get together. Sorry, yeah. I just started crying apparently.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. We used lighter fluid.
We did lots we used of it.
A lot of lighter fluid.
Literally the entire lighter fluid.
Yeah.
Shout out to Emil and Spud.
Yeah. And also shout out to our charcoal lighter fluid.
It's dead.
It was charcoal lighter fluid. So it was supposed to be like a simmer burn, not like an actual flame burn.
Oh.
And that's why it took so much.
I get it now.
Yep.
Dang it, Emil.
Freaking charcoal.
Oh, yeah. So the black. Here's the news wedge.
Okay.
The Black Friday Nintendo 3DS Mario 3DS for Black Friday by Nintendo Mario 3DS.
Mario.
Sold out on Wednesday.
Yay!
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. Thanks, guys.
0 out of 1,000,000. You guys need to get your game on.
They just really need to understand why, from a business point, why they do it.
They want more hype than they do money.
Yeah, which doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't understand it from a business point. Literally, more people would buy that.
Yeah. But, well, also, they have to ship it from across the world.
So what?
Well,
they
would
ship literally everyone they do across the world. I would have.
What about Japan? They have more systems.
They were
in
online
Japan.
Pre-orders.
Huh?
They were online pre-orders.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they were gone before they hit shelves.
Oh, word.
So they were like, oh, we don't need to ship any.
Hey, remember the Galaxy 3DS?
No.
Well, I want one. This
is
dope.
Yeah. I remember those.
The wreckage. They're so good.
I'm angry with Nintendo.
I'm not. I'm fine with them. I mean, release better games.
Wow. Savage.
But yeah, I'm happy with Nintendo because of what Sun and Moon is right now.
It's good, but I'm mad at them like a owner is mad at a dog that peed on a carpet. That's what I am.
I'm feeling like that pee might have been just me knocking over lemonade.
No.
Like,
just because this is
kind of questioning
a lemon themed podcast, like, for some reason.
That might be lemonade.
John, did you know?
But I might yell at my dog for it.
Here's a fun fact.
What?
We are, in fact, the number one nerdy lemon based podcast in Austin, Texas.
In the world.
That's maybe.
Yep. Lemon-based nerdy podcast.
Within our neighborhood, we are definitely number one.
We are also the number one podcast with lemon in its name, focused on nerdy stuff, with two men and a beard. Or two men
in one beard.
With beards.
Two and a half beards.
And wearing glasses.
That's true. Probably true. Well, yep. Shout out to us.
Yeah.
John, what is your
Let's
first
see what we got.
Geek Fuel?
Awesome Mix Volume 2. Apparently, you got the freaking mix.
Is that Guardians of the Galaxy?
Oh, it totally is.
Nailed it.
Word. Well, Geek Fuel Magazine is Guardians of the Galaxy. We can't wait to see the sweetest featured game, Futurama. Don't even know what that means.
You're just reading things.
Goodbye.
That is not how the front of magazines work.
All right. Time to look at this shirt.
It's a t-shirt.
We are going to keep in there.
That is Bender's face.
Bender's face. It looks like a squid monster, actually.
Let me see it. Hold it up.
Here you go.
I cannot see that.
Use
both of your hands. There you go. That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
It's Bender. My favorite Bender quote is when he walks into a bar and he says, "Give me your biggest, cheapest, strongest drink."
Yeah.
Which is great.
Because
alcoholism.
Yeah. Alcohol.
It's fun, apparently. No Man's Sky Foundation update. Who cares? Is it
no
too late?
No one cares.
People
it
have
is
been
too late.
People have been saying it's pretty good, but I.
So I was told about that. I think Mike and I were talking about it. And
Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike. Yeah, me, Mike and Ike.
me,
no.
Myself, and Ike.
We were talking about it, and we were like, "No one cares about this." They blatantly lied to the public. They released a half finished game at full price, and yeah, I will never buy another game by that company ever again.
Wow.
Yep.
That
because
is savage.
That was literally just absolute disappointment. And they played the gaming community.
Yeah, they did.
And that, like, okay, that's like saying, you know, hey guys, check this out. I'm going to give you, or I'm going to sell you this piano, and it's going to be great, and it's going to have all these modifications on it, and it's going to be made out of, like, awesome wood, and
but only 44 of the notes work.
No, and then they were like, actually, inside, or you purchase it, you open the box, and it's like a potato.
And no, like, it's not quite.
You're like
that.
What is this? And they're like, it's your piano.
No,
deal
it's
with it.
It's like
bye.
It's like they gave you a mixture of flour and eggs and called it a cake. That is much more apt than a piano and a potato.
Okay, but the flour was rotten and the eggs were dumb.
No, it's no. The flour's perfect. The eggs are good. However, it's not everything you need to make a cake.
Is it not?
No.
Is that not what cakes
are? Have you ever had flour eggs? Because
I thought that was cake.
No. There's a lot of sugar in cake.
Oh. Well.
Anyway, next time on BSL Baking, we have eggy flour. Yeah, so you don't care? You're not getting the update?
Absolutely.
You don't have the game anymore.
I sold that game. I was like, this is trash.
Shout out to Spud.
Shout out to Spud. Hey, here's my trash game. And he was like, I don't enjoy this. And I was like, well, wasn't expecting that. Anyway, let's check out this mug.
Wonder Woman mug.
It's got a nice lady on it.
Is it Wonder Woman on the front?
Wonder Woman in the back. Boom.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That will
got you some.
I will drink out of this.
Yeah.
That's a quality mug.
It is a quality mug. It's also got Wonder Woman's little insignia on it and yeah. And some armpit action. Some armpits.
Okay.
And yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, quality mug.
Quality armpits.
Pokemon Generations had another episode come out, but I didn't watch it, so we're not going to talk about
but
it.
But I did. Hold on, let's talk about
it. Oh, God.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let's pause and I'll watch it.
Okay.
And we're back.
Alistair loved it.
I didn't really like it that much.
He thought it was the best.
It was the best one I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It was really unenjoyable.
It wasn't great.
Let's talk about what happened.
So, essentially what's happening is you're sitting there checking out a city. And then...
And a big moon.
Big moon. And then explosions start happening. You're like,
boom,
what?
Boom, boom.
What is happening?
Godzilla 2001 style.
Yeah. Homeboy comes in, and Homeboy being a leopard...
Oh boy. Leopard for any new listeners.
Leopard comes in and is like, and you're like, wait a minute. Why are these leopards just like felling buildings?
Yeah,
like,
how can these leopards be shooting all these lasers?
Yeah, I don't
this
understand.
This is bizarre looking.
This is very strange.
And then Drayden shows up.
Yeah.
And he kicks one of them in the face.
He comes up, he's like, bang. And then Haxorus comes out, and he's like, hello. And he fights the leopards. Drayden's like, Dragon Tail now.
And
he's
he
like,
does. He literally crushes a
yeah,
leopard.
He literally, like, murder the crap out of these leopards. I didn't really like the little dragon thing that came out of his mouth.
Oh, some kind of...
Like Fire Blast.
I don't know what it was.
Something. Dragon Rage.
Yeah, something. It
anyway.
Was cool. It looked cool. I didn't like the animation in this. It was very, very anime.
Yeah, it like was.
Attack on Titan kind of style, which I'm not big on.
Yeah. And, yeah, I mean, it was. You know? There were a lot of really close-up, like, faces and, like, where the face took up most of the shot.
Yeah, I like all the, like, the battle sequences with that because they're, like, it's like One Piece. They're, like, massive movements and punches and that kind of thing. But, man, it didn't look Pokemon to me.
Yeah, it wasn't great with the rest of it. And anyway, so essentially what happens is Exodus is like, bang, bang, bang. And then Homeboy, the evil dude.
Harambe?
Yeah, Harambe is sitting there on the floor. And he's like, look, Drayden, I'll blow up your city if you don't give me some DNA splicers. And he's like, oh.
My beard is awful.
My beard is awful. And also, I've had this extremely advanced technology in my pocket. And I didn't really realize why you guys came here. I was like, that's what you're after. Well, what else would they be after?
Long story short,
they don't want to freaking blow up your city for no reason.
Well, but they do.
Anyway, so Homeboy goes, and Kyurem's in a bubble.
Oh, Kyurem. But it's not Kyurem. It's Kyurem.
Kyurem.
Which is hard to say, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
So Colrus takes Kyurem's power, harnesses it, and shoots a giant laser into the city, freezing it, leaving a bunch of frozen corpses on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And also, like, the bubble that Kyurem's in gets electrocuted, and that's how they control him?
I guess.
And then they, like, soup up the electrocution, and Kyurem's like, ow, stop.
You know, I was saying to John this whole time, I was like, I don't remember this episode at all. Yeah. Or, like, when this happened. And you're like, so you didn't play through Black and White too? I was like, no, I did. And then they shoot the laser and everything turns into ice. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
That it's was a that thing. Part that no one cares about.
I mean, that was kind of like the whole thing with Black and White 2, but I didn't really care about Black and White 2.
The DNA splicers, I remember all that.
Yeah.
I remember there being a giant frozen field that used to be a forest, if I'm not mistaken.
You must have been playing. Yeah, because this is the black version. So it's a black
That's
city.
Why it was confusing.
Yeah.
I had the white forest.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. There we go. Everything has been solved. All is at rest.
Still a
Kyurem,
episode.
Zekrom, and
Reshiram
are
in harmony.
Are all the yin-yang that you need.
Hanging out.
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I didn't like it. Speaking of things that are great.
Check out this Batman mug.
Is that really a Batman mug?
Yeah.
Dang it, I have too many mugs now. Thanks,
Geek Fuel. Too many mugs.
Too many mugs.
Alright, I'm going to throw this at you.
Oh,
it's
boy.
It's going to go whack on your head.
Shazam. Well, that's pretty good. I like that. Thank you for doing that into the microphone. This is
all right, that's
so
all I
good.
Wanted to do.
I can't wait until we record in front of a fire.
Yeah,
which
it's
we
gonna
plan
be great.
To do for Christmas.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Christmas fire.
Christmas fire is here.
It is here.
Ditto is now available in Pokemon Go.
Yeah. I haven't found one.
I haven't played because Sun and Moon's been out.
I played over at the airport.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And hit on some ladies.
I did.
Some fine ladies.
I hit on them.
Well, one lady.
I was like, hello.
Well, you actually just had pleasant conversation with one lady.
Yeah, but I was trying. And then she saw my DS and she was like, you're a nerd. Bye.
And you're like, I have a podcast.
I was like, check me out on PSL.
Email us at thepslpodcast.com.
Love me.
Legend of Zelda Majora's Mask has a fan film.
Yeah.
And it was
boy,
marvelous.
Is it gorgeous.
It's marvelous.
Absolutely terrifying, but gorgeous.
Yeah, it's super creepy.
Yeah.
Recommend going to see that. It's we shared it on the the FBs. And
the Facebooks.
It's great. It's a lot of fun.
It is. It's really interesting how they captured some of the characters, though. Happy Mask Salesman was, I think, always meant to be, like, kind of Joker-ish, and they made him a little bit more like, I'm terrified for my life.
Yeah.
One of the weird things that I never understood about the game is that Happy Mask Salesman is like, I need the Majora's Mask because of its power. I need it in my possession. And I'm like, wait a minute. So we're going to take away this Majora's Mask from a little imp child who's currently planning the demise of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And instead give it to a crazy man who probably would do the same thing?
Well, he had it before and he wasn't doing it then.
Well, it tempted him a lot.
Sure did.
Yeah. But
he was obviously stronger. If I know
anything about chocolate chip cookies, it's that temptation eventually takes over and you end up eating the entire tray.
Wow.
And you're really sad afterwards because your tummy hurts.
Sad tummy. I thought it was great. The animation is literally pitch perfect. I think it's phenomenal. Speaking of pitch perfect, the music is unbelievably good.
Indeed.
It starts with like really simple piano and stuff, but then it goes into the Lost Woods theme. And within that, you've got...
just solo.
What's his name?
Skull Kid.
Skull Kid. Yeah, I was thinking Shy Guy for some reason.
Shy Guy like...
He's just running around. Anyway, Skull Kid's on his flute, his dual pan flute, and he's like ripping solos over the background music.
Beak mouth that he removes.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. Like,
what the heck? I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah, it was totally bizarre.
Freaked the hell out of me.
But it's pretty good.
Boy.
And yeah, he's like shredding the nar-nar over this background. Yeah, he's having a good
time.
And he puts it on, he screams, and there's a bunch of narrative, and it's creepy. But it's really good, so you guys should watch it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Awesome Mix Volume 1.
That's from Guardians of the Galaxy. What is in there?
It's a...
Are those socks?
Yeah, they are the Rocky Raccoon socks.
Holy goodness.
Dude, you can wear these on your head.
Dude, I will. Rocket Raccoon socks. That's incredible.
And you get this cool cassette. I wonder what music's on it.
You can have it.
I don't think it'll fit in my cassette player.
It's pretty large. This has been a good box so far.
Yeah, it has.
A Pokemon card was sold for $54,970.
Sounds about right.
Over the break.
The Black Lotus?
The Black Lotus of Pokemon cards. It is the Pokemon Illustrator, is what it's called. And it's Japanese and holographic, and I think it's one of a kind.
Okay.
And it was handed out at, I think, the first ever TCG competitive play. And it's a beautiful card and everything, but it's not worth $54,000. Your house is worth more than $54,000.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was worth like $28,000.
$28,000, dude.
No, $28.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's around about $29.
Oh.
Don't sell yourself short.
short. Get it? Because I'm a short man.
You're not though. You're like 6'3".
Oh yeah.
You're like 140 feet tall. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
Did you hear about Microsoft having to apologize for an accidental racial slur?
No. Apparently that's a thing.
Here, on November 21st, Polygon posted this, and they said, earlier today, Microsoft sent out promotional email for Dead Rising 4. The pitch was some zombie singing Christmas carols, and the email had the subject line, NNNGGGHHHAAA.
Which wow.
Sounds like the N-word if you're not careful. And they sent it out to about 150,000 people.
Oh god.
And within minutes we're receiving angry emails, which absolutely, why would you write the N-word in
in zombies?
In zombie speak. Isn't that awful?
That is so terrible.
That poor HR department. Throughout the day, they're like, all right, guys, we're going to have diversity day again.
Invite your zombie friends.
Invite your racist zombie friends. Isn't that amazing?
That is, like, I'm only laughing because I'm wondering, like, Who thought that was a good idea?
I can't wait to find out who got fired.
Like, who was like, that's fine. Oh no, we'll just put together some letters.
Let's pick the most emphasizing sounds of the N-word and put that on there. How about that?
Let's have a good time.
Obviously, they were going for like, nyah, but it did not translate.
It didn't.
They could have put asterisk zombie noise. Asterisk.
Or asterisk, like, dead person.
Dead noise.
Dead noise.
Anyway, so that happened.
Check this out.
What is it? It's peppermint candy.
Dandy of Glimpse. It is Dandy of Glimpse, a brief... No. Dandy, or a brief glimpse into life of the candy alchemist.
Sean, are you okay?
Yeah, I know. This is some straight
here,
up
let me see.
Acid. Oh, shoot. That was like the frisbee of a century. Sorry about that, friends.
It was like an Olympic toss. Dandy, or a brief glimpse into the life of a candy alchemist.
Yeah.
So,
candy alchemy, my favorite.
Yeah, I love it.
I think it gets me happier than a candy alchemist.
It's a permadeath side-scrolling shoot 'em up with a host of stacking power-ups game.
Permadeath.
This seems like this seems like fun. We should play this game.
Yeah, let's do it.
We've got so many games. This is our drawer of games that we have not played from Steam yet.
Oh well.
Anyway, so shout out to that game. That's cool. Pokemon Sun and Moon Switch.
Is that a thing?
It's gonna be a thing.
Is it like a battle revolution kind of thing?
It's gonna be called Stars.
Nice.
Pokemon Stars.
Yeah.
Which sounds like,
oh my stars.
Like a bunch of old Pokemon that are like washed up has-beens.
Yeah.
And it's like a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Where you've got like a Palpitoad that's a heavy drinker, and you've got your Jinx, which is addicted to plastic surgery, and what am I saying?
John? And then you've got
how did
Gum
we get
Shoes
here?
Existing.
Oh boy.
And
Bulbasaur is like, I used to be number one.
I used to be sitting there with like a cigar hanging out of his mouth, and he's like, back in my day, we had to put freaking sawdust into our poffins. Now look at you kids.
Meanwhile, Pikachu is still the star child. He is Justin Timberlake.
He is Justin. He is.
I wish it were called
George Clooney.
Yeah, except that guy's apparently kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Shout out to George Clooney.
Hey, George Clooney, you want to stop being a jerk? Thanks.
You want to be on BSL? Shout out to us. Let us know.
Yeah. Don't be a jerk.
But don't be a jerk if you come on. I really wish it was called Eclipse.
That would have been cool.
Would have been much better.
Yeah, because eclipses happen when the sun gets in front of the moon, right?
Mm-hmm. Or vice versa.
So why didn't they just, like, put Mars in the middle of it?
What?
Check out this cool pin.
Let me see that pin.
It's a pin of a tank in an Indiana Jones costume.
It's the little Geek Fuel tank. This is weird.
But instead, it's got a cowboy hat and a whip.
We don't have the real rare one. We got the regular one. The rare one's got gold on it.
Well,
I am going to put this on my bag.
Okay.
The love of my life had a birthday over the break. Silver.
Oh.
Pokemon Silver.
I was like, wow.
Turned 17.
Did you just call my grandpa the love of my life? I'm very confused.
The best game ever made has turned 17 today, or a couple days ago.
Wow, what a freaking old man that game is.
Mm-hmm. You know what else is old?
My grandpa?
The Gerber baby.
Yeah.
The Gerber baby. You know, the little...
Yeah, so that person's like 170.
90, but yeah.
90, what?
97?
90.
90?
90. Oh, okay.
97.
900?
90. Just 90.
Okay.
How many times can we say that?
90.
90.
90.
Let's stop here.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, so the Gerber baby turned 90. That's all I got for you, man.
There you go, baby.
All right, so we were thinking about doing some either creepy or interesting Pokedex entries from Gen 7. However, to start this off, I have a couple Pokedex entries for you that you have to guess what the Pokemon is.
Word.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
And some of them are fill in the blank.
Okay.
All right. It happened one morning. A boy with extrasensory powers awoke in bed, transformed into a...
Mime.
Kadabra.
Oh.
Savage.
What?
All right, now you just have to guess what this is. It remembers every dream it eats. It rarely eats the dreams of adults because children are much tastier.
That's drowsy. I don't like drowsy.
It is drowsy.
It scares the living crap out of me.
The spirits it... Excuse me. The spirits it absorbs fuel its baleful fire. It hangs around hospitals waiting for people to pass on.
It's either Litwick or Chandelure.
It is the middle evolution. Lempent. But I'll accept it.
Okay.
Very nice. Very well. Yeah. Very well done. All right, you're going...
Because it's like, I feast on the life source of your
That's
family.
Scary, man. It hangs at hospitals.
You're like, whoa, Holmes. Yeah, all right. Calm down.
What about this? Each one of them carries a mask that used to be its face when it was a human. Sometimes they look at it and cry.
Yeah, mask.
Yeah, nice.
I know that because of a Pokemon card.
That's creepy, isn't it?
It is.
Although blank is the very picture of elegance and beauty while swimming, it is also cruel. When it spots prey, this Pokemon inserts it into its mouth, inserts its thin mouth into the prey's body, and drains the prey of its bodily fluids.
That's the evolution of Clamperl, the ribbon pink one.
Yeah, Gorbis.
Gorbis. I didn't know what its name was. Yeah. But yeah, that thing's terrifying.
Very well done. You're nailing these so
Not
far.
About it.
All right, let's see how you do on this one. Its tongue is made of gas. If licked, its victim starts shaking constantly until death eventually comes.
Haunter.
Yes. Very nice. All right. You know this one.
Okay.
If it is... All right, I'll do this one first. Okay. These Pokemon are called the signposts for wandering spirits.
Yeah.
Children holding them sometimes vanish.
Goodbye, children. Go with your Drifloom friends.
Yes,
Drifloom. It's really funny because in Sun and Moon... There's a Drifloom that you meet. And
yeah.
You have to save it. Well, if you go into like the big Pokemart, there's a kid and the Drifloom that you saved, and it's hanging out with the kid. And I'm like, Drifloom, did I just save like a child abductor? Like, oh gosh, this is not okay.
What have I done? Yeah, so you basically absolutely wrecked that test. So good for you.
Wow, I didn't realize that I knew so many Pokemon.
Yeah, you did really well. I did not think you would
get... Throw some more on me.
Just random ones?
Yeah.
All right, let's play this game.
All right.
Okay, good thing I have a Pokedex app.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pick random Pokemon, and you have to tell me what it is based on what its Dex says, right?
Gotcha.
Okay, here we go. Wearing the shell covering they stole from Shelmet, they defend themselves and attack with two lances.
That is, Excavalier.
Yes, it is. Okay, how about this one? It uses black pearls to amplify its psycho power. It does an odd dance to gain control over foes. It can perform odd dance steps to influence foes. Its style of dancing became hugely popular overseas. This is tough.
Black pearls?
Mm-hmm. It's got two black pearls on its head.
Two black pearls on its head? What the heck?
It evolves from one of the saddest Pokemon.
Wormadam?
No. It's Grumpig.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
It is kind of like creepy. Let's do two more.
Okay. Freaking Grumpigs.
Its body temperature is roughly 18,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Way to go.
Flames spout from gaps in its hardened shell.
Freaking Magargo.
Magargo.
Freaking being hotter than the freaking sun.
All right, one of my favorite Pokemon.
Okay.
Just because of the way it looks. Preferring dark places, it spends the entire day eating fallen leaves that lie around it. Oh, sorry, that is my biography. Let me read something else. It protects itself from cold by wrapping up in leaves. It stays on the move, eating leaves in the forest.
Is that, it's Swaddle?
so close. It's Swadloon. It's evolution.
Yeah.
Look at that face.
I know. He's so happy.
Face that hates everything in existence. All right.
I've got a few things that I want to share with the public. Okay. And it's actually kind of terrifying.
All right.
So apparently in Sun and Moon, if they will have Pokemon entries for
the Megas.
The Mega Evolutions. Yeah. And this was kind of surprising and terrifying.
Okay.
Mega Aerodactyl. When it Mega evolves, it becomes more vicious than ever before. Some say that's because its excessive power is causing it pain.
Ugh.
As if, like, the rocks and stuff that come out of it are, like, jetting out of its flesh.
Ew, John.
Yeah, it's not great.
You say the things Mega to make Gyarados. Me vomit.
Mega Evolution also affects its brain, leaving no other function except its destructive instinct to burn everything to cinders.
Gyarados?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
That's evil.
Mega Salamence. Mega Evolution fuels its brutality, and it may even turn on the trainer who raised it. It has been dubbed the blood-soaked crescent.
I think of a croissant.
Croissant.
Like it's drenched, in,
drenched
blood.
In blood.
Ew. Gross.
Mega Glalie. Its excess energy from Mega Evolution spilled over from its mouth, breaking its jaw. It constantly spews out endless blizzards.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, I know. I don't like thinking about broken jaws. I think
spoiler alert, this is going to be a kind of a gross episode, I guess.
I guess so. There are some other Sun and Moon entries that are actually kind of terrifying. Frostlass says, when it finds humans or Pokemon that it likes, it freezes them and takes it to their chilly den, where they become decorations.
Oh.
And sometimes...
Well, because Frostlass is based on one of those, like a blizzard spirit in Japan.
Oh, like a kappa?
Some, maybe? I don't know.
Kappas are like weird little creepy spirits.
And no, but they're like ladies. They're like elegant ladies, and yeah, they take people away. Creepy.
Anyway, don't look up kappas. They're actually really, really strange.
Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Yeah, the way they get souls is not great. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. Let me read a cute Pokedex entry to kind of break these up.
Word.
You ready? It lives in warm seas. It is said that the couple finding this Pokemon will be blessed with eternal love.
Oh, nice. Way to go, Love Disc.
Yeah, super cute.
You beautiful piece of crap.
Oh.
I hate you, Love Disc.
Whoa. This got out of hand real quick. You
terrible thing. Trying to find something. La 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 la. Here it is. Anyway, kappas are weird.
I don't think I want to see what that is. Here's another cute one. Ready?
Okay.
Its body has a faint, sweet scent and is bouncy and soft. If it bounces even once, it cannot stop.
Oh, good.
It's also like a little haiku.
Is it bum sweet?
No, it is Igglybuff.
Igglybuff.
My guy, Igglybuff. All right, do you want to do some Gen 7 Pokemon that we found interesting?
Yeah.
Cool. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. So I have Yungoos.
Okay.
Which is the Donald Trump Pokemon.
Yeah. No, Yungoos is the Justin Bieber Pokemon. Evolution is Donald Trump.
That's right. I think this is kind of interesting of what they did with it. With its sharp fangs, it will bite anything. It did not originally live in Alola, but was imported from another region.
Yeah.
Just like Mongeese.
Yeah.
Mongooses.
Or from that one episode of The Simpsons where they invite like the frog over to Australia. And then
yes,
the frog like takes over Australia.
John, what?
Yeah.
Have you seen that episode?
I randomly, vividly remember that episode from my childhood.
What about the moment where the guy, or Lisa's like, what are you doing with that knife? And the guy comes over, he's like, now this isn't a knife, that's a knife. And he pulls out a spoon, and Bart's like, that's not a knife, that's a spoon. And the guy says, so you played knifey spoony before.
Is that from the same episode?
Yes. Yeah, it's Bart versus Australia.
I love it.
It's so good. Anyway, there you go. But the young goose parallels mongoose and some other crazy thing. Rats or something.
I think
it's rats.
All right. So metapods have a weird entry in this game. Its shell is filled with its soft innards. It doesn't move much because of the risk it might carelessly spill its innards out.
That is just horrific.
It's not great.
That's so nasty.
It's just like...
Don't you hate when you accidentally just spill your innards?
Yeah, it's the worst.
That's what I'm going to start saying now if people aren't telling the truth. And I'm like, spill your guts. I'll be like, spill your innards.
Freaking, what spill the beans. There's a... I think it's sea slugs that puke out their
Pukimuku.
Yeah.
Sea cucumbers.
Yeah, those things are nasty.
Sea pigs.
They just throw up their intestines.
Yep.
So here you go.
I can get a new one.
Except you can't. They die afterwards, I think.
Really? I don't think so.
Oh, well.
Maybe. Innards out. All right, you have to guess what this Pokemon is.
Okay.
Because I don't know. It scatters spores that flicker and glow. Anyone seeing these lights falls into a deep slumber. As it drowses the day away, it nourishes itself by sucking from tree roots. It wakens at the fall of night, wandering off in search of a new tree.
Is it the mushroom, the new mushroom Pokemon?
It's the baby one, Morlul.
Yeah.
I think.
Or Fungi or Fungi or...
She more?
Yeah.
It's like shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
That's why the double eye.
Anyway.
Your turn.
Okay. So, let's see.
You want me to throw another one at you?
Oh, wait. No. I've got it. This one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yes.
Good.
Are you ready?
Because I am ready.
Good. I'm so ready for you to read right now. So, starting now.
Boom. it can spontaneously become enraged. Everyone near it clears out as it's rampaging, and the resulting loneliness makes its anger still.
Is it Beware?
No, it's Mankey.
What?
Yeah, apparently so Mankey's bizarre. Super angry. Everyone's like, oh crap, that thing's going freaking insane. And he's like, why does everybody hate me?
He's going ape.
Yeah, he's going ham. And then... If you don't mind me tying in its evolution.
Fine, John.
It has been known to become so angry that it dies as a result.
I don't think we can top that one.
Its face looks peaceful in death, however.
Aw, that's kind of nice. let's do a couple more of these and then we'll close up because I'm pretty tired.
Yeah, we'll take a shot of melatonin.
What? For some reason, only females have been found. It creates a reverse harem of male salandit that lives with it.
Oh, you gave that one away. The evolution of salandit.
It creates a male harem. Like,
what?
You go, girl.
Yeah, way to go.
These are my boyfriends.
Yeah, these are...
Salazzle. These are my boyfriends.
I'm just saying that if you love me, you'd share them.
Share them?
Yeah.
Nice. All right, what do you think? Let's call it.
All right. Wait, hold on. I've got one more.
All right, I'm so tired.
Ready for this?
Yes.
Guzzlord is an Ultra Beast.
Ew.
We don't know much about him.
I hate it.
But a dangerous Ultra Beast, it appears to be eating constantly, but for some reason... It don't poop. Its droppings have never been found. Let's end on that note.
Great. It don't poop.
It don't poop.
These are my boyfriends. It don't poop. Boyfriends. We've done it. John, where can people find us?
You know where.
I'll tell them.
Okay.
The BSL podcast at gmail.com. You can email us there. You can find us at Bite Sized Lemons on Facebook, Twitter. Yeah, that's it.
Wait!
That's it, right? Oh, and Podomatic.
Yeah, and Podomatic.
Yeah, so leave us a review saying that we're awesome people or awful people. Just be honest. Be true to yourself. Don't lie to yourself.
Don't lie to your boyfriends.
Your boyfriends. If you have multiple boyfriends, unless you're super modern or whatever, you should stop that.
Yeah.
You should have one boyfriend.
Or girlfriend. I mean, we're not judging.
Well, yeah, but just have one.
Yeah, because too many just
ends too up many cooks, too people, many cooks.
People end up getting their feelings hurt.
Oh boy, this is getting too real.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. Thanks Goodbye, for listening.
Goodbye, friends.
Bye. We did it.
Yeah.
Oh wait, we need a high five.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Ah. Bye.